A local social enterprise sets out every week to feed the body as well as the soul, while providing a training ground for people of all abilities. The Aurora Community Cafe has been operating Wednesdays out of St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church on Mosley Street for many years as something of an extension of the Commons Coffee and Catering, a nonprofit that has become a fixture of the seasonal Newmarket Farmers Market during the past dozen years. The basic aim of the cafe is not just to offer homemade food and good coffee, explains its founder and chief volunteer Susan Popper, but to also involve others that are labeled with autism and Down syndrome. So the individuals get a chance to learn how to handle money, serve people, clean up, learn how to work in the kitchen and understand health department rules. About a half dozen participants at a time learn about the many aspects involved in running a cafe and some will pursue a certification in safe food handling. But Popper says there is also an important community aspect that allows all those involved in the cafe to work with and be involved with others in the community. Members of the community, in turn, are able to see and experience the skills of some of its members. In addition to coffee and tea, the cafe serves up a changing menu that could include soup of the day, mac and cheese and grilled cheese sandwiches, as well as baked goods. The Aurora Community Cafe resumed operating in February on Wednesdays from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. following the Christmas break and operates weekly until the end of May. By then, the Newmarket Farmers Market is in full operation with an active cafe presence involving the same group and mandate. The whole aim here was to get young people with different abilities a place to work that might not have the chance somewhere else, explains Reverend Andrew Komar of Aurora United Church. It's a happy place to be. But at its heart, explained Komar, is the community. While the cafe does charge for its items, those who can't pay are welcome to take a button from the button jar to use as currency. The social enterprise has been successful in helping to equip those who work there with skills they now use in other workplaces. Our whole purpose was for them to understand it's great to be working, making money, being independent and being in the community, while being able to demonstrate they can do things that could help them find a job, and serving good coffee, says Popper. The social enterprise works with the York Region District School Board providing working opportunities co-op students. Currently, there are about 6 individuals working at the cafe with another 6 volunteers providing support. Popper welcomes the help of more volunteers to help run the cafe and help train the people working there. Among the volunteers are a DJ providing music at the cafe. And often the clientele, made up of students, local businesses and members of the community, are known to get up to dance to the music. The cafe's profits are divided among the individuals who are working. Komar says the cafe is just one of the many ways the community shows it cares for its members. In Aurora, alone, he says individuals can access several free meals through different initiatives every week. It's incredible that people want to be part of a community that helps and supports others, especially in the climate that we're in, he says. It's been a great pleasure to be part of the community cafe.